各位投资界的朋友们，大家下午好，谨代表华能国际电力股份有限公司欢迎各位出席公司2015年中期业绩电话会议。Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Hua Neng Power International and Company, I would like to welcome you all to the conference call regarding the first half results announcement of 2015. 在发布会开始前，请允许我介绍出席该次会议的公司管理层。Now, may I introduce the management of the company? 他们分别是，They are 公司副总经理、总会计师周辉女士，The Vice President and the Chief Accountant of the company, Ms. 周辉，周总您好。公司副总经理、董事会秘书杜大明先生。The Vice President and the Board Secretary of the company, Mr. 杜大明，杜总您好。
你好，大家好。
公司副总经理李建明先生，The Vice President of the company, Mr. 李建明，李总您好。
哎，主持人好，大家好。
出席该次会议的还有公司预算部、气管部、工程部、生产部、营销部、燃料部、财务部。大事办和政策部的负责人，The General Managers of for the Department of the Budget, Corporate Management, Engineering, Production, Marketing, Sales, Finance and Capital Market, as well as the Office for Trust Business are also join us in this meeting. 杜总会先为我们回顾2015年上半业绩表现，接下来是问答时间。First of all, Mr. Du will review the business performance for the first half results of 2015, followed by the QA section. 现在有请杜总介绍公司业绩表现，由公司周彪先生做英文交替翻译。May I have the honor to invite Mr. Du to review the business performance, and Mr. Zhou Biao will conduct the English interpretation.
女士们、先生们，大家好。欢迎各位参加华能国际中期业绩推介电话会议。
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to attend the conference call for the interim results.
昨天公司刚刚公布了今年上半年的经营业绩。综合准则下，公司及其子公司取得的合并营业收入653.05亿元人民币，同比下降9.53%。归属于本公司股东的净利润。90.59亿元人民币，同比增长19.48%，每股盈利为0.63元。国际准则下，公司及其子公司取得合并营业收入653.05亿元人民币，同比增长1.08%。归属于本公司股东的净利润89.51亿元人民币，同比增长31.47%。每股盈利为0.62元。公司净利润增长的主要原因是境内燃料成本同比下降，以及新收购电厂和投产机组的利润贡献。
Yesterday, the company released its results for the first half of 2015. Under the PLC accounting standards, the company and its subsidiaries realized a consolidated operating revenue of 55.305 billion RMB, decreasing by 9.53% year-on-year. Net profit attributable to the shareholders of the company was 9.059 billion RMB, increasing by 19.48% year-on-year. EPS was 0.63. Under the International Financial Reporting Standards, the company and its subsidiaries realized consolidated operating revenue of 65.305 billion RMB, increasing by 1.08% year-on-year, and net profit attributable to the shareholders of the company was 8.951 billion RMB, increasing by 31.47% year-on-year, and the EPS was 0.62. The profit increase was mainly due to reduced domestic fuel costs and the profit contribution from the newly acquired power plants and the operation of new generation units.
进入到三季度，七八月是中国电力市场的迎峰度夏电量高峰期，公司在机组安全运行、 基本建设和项目发展等方面均进展顺利，符合预期。
Entering the third quarter, during the peaking period of power consumption in July and in August, the company's operation was smoothly in terms of safety production, general construction, and project development, with all aspects in line with our expectations.
展望全年，公司将继续注重安全生产，努力加强经营管理和提升运营效率，加大结构调整力度，积极关注和参与电力体制改革，继续为公司股东创造长期稳定增长的回报。下面的时间，我和我的同事愿意回答各位提出的问题，谢谢大家。
For the whole year, the company will continue to focus on safety production, strive to strengthen the management and improve its operation efficiency, reinforce the adjustment structure, proactively respond to and participate in the reform of power system.And persistently create a long-term, stable, and growing return to the shareholders of the company. In the following time, we're glad to answer your questions. Thanks.
谢谢杜总介绍。接下来是问答时间。Thank you, Mr. Du. Here we come to the Q&A section.
大家好，有些提问，请您在话机上按星键等候，先按星号键，再输入一键，谢谢。The question and answer session will now begin. If anyone wishes to ask questions, please press star and then one on your telephone keypad. Thank you. Hello, 大家好，第一位提问者是来自花旗银行的刘显达，您可以提问了。
啊，管理层你们好，我是刘显达，花旗银行的，恭喜管理层上半年良好的业绩。我有三个问题。第一个问题是，我想请教，就是现在管理层有没有更改那个2015年我们单位炼料成本下降那个10%的目标，还有就是今年那个售电量的目标。第二个问题是，我们上半年在提供电方面，我们卖电量是多少？还有平均的那个电价比那个标准电价差多了多少？第三个问题是我想了解公司不知道有没有做一些敏感度的分析，就是比如说那个人民币如果是贬值1%的话，那对公司这个利润影响是有多少？另外就是那个人民币利率下调25个点的话呢，对公司利润的影响又是多少？谢谢。
I'm from Citi. First, congratulations on the very good result for the first half. Questions are, the first is, do you have any plan to change your guidance for the whole year's unit fuel cost and its power generation? And the second is, could you please provide us your amount for the direct electricity purchase for the first half of this year?And how about its tariff level comparing to the standard tariff? And the third question is about the sensitivity analysis. Did you have any analysis on the change of the foreign exchange rate of the IMB? For example, the 1% change will result to the change of the profit change.And also the sensitivity analysis for the interest rate change. For example, about 25 basis point change will result to the change of their profit.
我先来回答一下这个第一个关于单燃的变化啊。从这个今年上半年的年报来看呢，今年上半年的这个单位燃料成本是183.39，比这个去年同期呢降了12.59%。从目前的情况，最新的情况来预测呢，全年同比下降是12%左右，跟上半年的这个同比的基本持平。
Well, for the unit fuel cost, actually for the first half it was ¥183.39 per megawatt hour, decreasing by 12.59% year on year after restatement.
And also for the whole year's guidance, we have changed that to 12%, around 12% year on year.
关于这个公司发电量、售电量这个目标情况，公司预计全年完成发电量3450亿千瓦时。公司在年初预计发电量以及利用小时中目标时，已经考虑了这个国家的宏观经济形势，包括这个天气情况，包括一万年度的基数，以及这个电价调整这个因素，包括电力市场这个区域的这个送电情况。那么到这个上半年底，上述因素呢是基本符合预期。那么同时呢，公司还是继续加强这营销工作，争取所有的边际贡献为正的这个发电量，实现了这个发电量要售电量。包括利用小时数呢，目标呢不做调整。
Well, in terms of the power generation, currently we don't have any change of that guidance, which is still 345 billion kilowatt hours. This has considered the factors including the macro and the power market change, and also the last year's base for the power generation, and also the tariff adjustment this year. Currently, with the this target is can be meeting with our expectations, and we're trying effort to reach that target.
关于这个自供电量交易情况，这个上半年整个交易达到了139亿千瓦时，那么跟去年不是已经订合同的，不是去年的，
不是是没有，上半年没交，
没交易，他是你计划性的，没实际执行了。
就是这么说吧，就是上半年签订的合同是139亿，已经结算的是70亿，这个就是合同的量跟去年同比增加了58%这数字，那么这个价格跟标杆价格比呢是降低了，跟这个比较比标杆电价低了44.77。
Well, for the power direct purchase, actually for the first half, we have signed totally the contract amount about 13.9 billion kilowatt hours, increasing by 58% year on year. And the actual transaction for this part was 7 billion kilowatt hours. And it's a tariff level for this parts is about 4.771 RMB per kilowatt hour, lower than the standard tariff.
那下面我来说一下关于这个利率跟汇率方面问题啊，就我们最近也非常关注这个国内货币市场跟这个利率跟那个汇率的变化，一直进行这个利率跟汇率的风险管理。从华润国际的债务结构来看啊，我们现在先说这个利率，因为大概是我们今年低息债务1700亿，低息债务1700亿扣除一些直接融资的债券之后，跟以我们海外企业、新加坡大市公司以外低息债的债务之外呢，大概不到1000亿人民币的债务，可能就是目前受这个利率变化的影响。最新的这个降息的25个基点的，如果按一年期来算，因为这个贷款合同我们有的是按季结息，有的是按季调息，有的是按年调息，有的是按季度调息。综合来看，如果从这个一年执行一年来，因为它这个利率的调整的这个 这个好处是逐步显现。从一年来看呢，25个基点大概影响会减少调整费用2亿左右，这是从利率角度来看。汇率来看呢，整个目前的华东国际的这债务就是国内这块以美元计价的不到5亿美元。我们关注到这个从8月11号到14号期间呢，人民币呢进行了大概从这个汇率呢进行了2毛钱左右的这个贬值，对这个我们的这个影响比较小，大概就是1亿左右。
In terms of the interest rate and the forex impact on the debt of the company, actually currently we have total debt about 170 billion RMB, excluding the debt from the direct financing, the total amount for this part was about 100 billion RMB. So in that way, actually every 25 basis point change in interest rate will lower the financial fees for us about 200 million RMB. For the forex impact, currently we totally have 500 million debt denominated in the US dollars. So we see that during the 11th to 14th August, the RMB depreciation about 0.2 RMB. So this has a negative impact for us about 100 million RMB.
好，谢谢。刚才就是讲那个集中电那个 IT 这个结构呢，是我想重复一下，是44还是4块钱人民币每一个 MWh， 可以重复那个数字吗？
Actually, the amount was 44.78 RMB per megawatt hour.
Okay, thank you. 好，谢谢。
And also, the impact of the forex is for the whole year's analysis.
Okay, thank you.
大家好，如需提问，请您在话机上按星键等候，先信号键，再数字一键。As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star and then 1 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. 下面一位提问者是来自国泰君安的吴一超，你好。
你好，管理层，我想问几个关于数字的问题。第一个是想问一下大势能源上半年它的一个燃料成本、维修费用和人工费各是多少？然后我们看到，因为它上半年也是录的一个税后亏损。公司预计它全年会继续录着一个税后亏损吗？然后这个亏损额有没有一个指引？然后第二个我想问一下，可不可以拆分一下上半年我们国内的煤电跟气电的利用小时各是多少？然后我还想问一下，我们上半年实现的一个平均上网电价是多少？然后刚刚也说了售电燃料成本，我想问一下煤电跟气电的一个售电单位燃料成本是多少？好，谢谢。
I'm from TTGS and have two questions. First is about Tuas Power's business. Could you please provide us the fuel cost and the labor and the maintenance cost for the first half of this year? And also, we noticed that the Tuas Power is continuously making loss for the first half. Could you please provide us the guidance for the whole year? And the second is, could you please give us the utilization hours for your domestic coal-fired and gas-fired power plants for the first half of this year, and also the average tariff level for the first half. Also, could you please provide the detail about the unit fuel cost for the coal-fired and the gas-fired power generation business?
我来说一下这个大势的这个收入跟成本的情况。大势今年大势公司一到这个六月份的收入总共是51.76亿元，成本呢是50.81亿元，其中主要是这个零售电成本16.89亿元，燃料成本28.31亿元，职工薪酬0.8亿元，折旧3.61亿元，维修0.64亿元，还有财务费用1亿元，还有管理费用0.88亿元。
For the first half of this year, the Truss Power Shop total operation revenue was 5.176 billion RMB, and its operational cost was 5.081 billion RMB. Among this, about 1.8 billion RMB for the electricity sold cost, and 2.83 billion RMB for the fuel cost, 80 million for the labor cost, and 361 million for the depreciation, and 64 million for the maintenance, and 100 million for the financial fees, and 1 million for the management fees.
我来回答一下下半年大势经营情况的一个分析。目前新加坡电力市场的装机和天然气供应都存在着相当的过剩情况，发电市场竞争激烈，预期短期内大势很难恢复到以前的高盈利状态。公司与大势将积极应对市场变化挑战，对外优化市场竞争策略，重点加强电力零售市场的开拓，提升零售合同比重，应对固定合同下降的风险，同时对内提升生产经营管理，合理调整天然气合同的供应安排，充分发挥新机组低成本的竞争优势，努力保持市场竞争力和盈利水平。回答完毕。
For the future of the source power, actually we see there are difficulties in this market because of the oversupply of its capacity and also the adequate supply of the gas. But for us, we are still trying to effort to cope with the difficult market and also to proactively develop the retail business and also to cope with the risk in terms of the ratio deduction of the fixed contract for the electricity. And also we're trying to reinforce the management in the internally and also to maintain the competitiveness in this market. So we're confident maybe in the future the operation will be stable for the Truss business.
基于这个因为煤电跟气电利用小输出情况，这个上半年这个煤机的利用小输出是2203小时，那个气电就是我们说的燃机是利用小输出1119小时。
For the utilization hours, for the first half of this year, it was 2,203 hours for the coal-fired power plants and 1,119 hours for the gas-fired power plants.
关于这个售电价，电价去年今年上半年是450.16元千千瓦时，去年同期的是455.54
In terms of the average tariff for this year, it was 450.16 RMB per megawatt hour, comparing to 455.54 RMB per megawatt hour last year.
但现在我来这个分解一下这个今年上半年单元的成本的这个数字哈。今年上半年刚才说过是183.39元每千千瓦时，其中这个煤机是171.65元每千千瓦时，燃机呢是478.52元每千千瓦时。
For the unit fuel cost, the average was 183.39 RMB per megawatt hour, and for coal it was 171.65 RMB per megawatt hour.And for gas, it was 478.52 RMB per megawatt hour.
好的，谢谢管理层。
感谢管理层的耐心解答。大家好，如您需要提问，请在话机上按星一键等候，先星号键，再数字一键。谢谢。As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.Press star and then one. Thank you. 下面一位提问者是来自摩根士丹利的张兄，你好，您可以提问了。
嗯，喂，管理层你们好，哎，我有几个问题想请问一下，哎，我先想确认一下，刚才是煤电的煤气的利用率表示是2203吗？我没有太清楚，是2203吗？
对的，是2203。
哦哦，好的好的好的，谢谢。哎，另外我有几个问题想请教一下，第一个就是关于就是公司也承诺了要在16年之前要注入山东的那个火电资产嘛，所以我们就想请问一下管理层能不能现在看一下这个火电资产注入的情况，有没有确切的时间表，这是第一个问题。第二个问题就是想请问一下，因为上半年公司的财务成本也下降了很多，所以我想请教一下，那上半年平均的财务成本是多少？然后相比于去年下降了下降了多少？然后并且因为现在也在不断的有一个就是这样降息的这样一个政策，那管理层有没有预期就是说一个全年的目标是多少，或者说是明年会不会更低一点？然后第三问题就是想第三问题就是想请问一下，因为现在因为这个火电这个装机也很多，然后电力需求不好，然后利用小时也很低，那所以公司有没有看到就是说政府在批火电项目的时候有放慢这个火电的进度然后另外还有一个问题，我就想请教一下，就是上半年公司也做了一个长期股权的那个资产减值，所以我想请问一下这一块减值是和什么比较相关的，然后呢之后还会继续有做这个减值吗？谢谢。
From Morgan Stanley, I have four questions. First is about your undertakings about the asset injections by the parent company, which is located in the Shandong province by 2016. Could you please provide a timetable in terms of the asset injections? And the second is, we know that in the first half, your financial freeze has decreased a lot, and could you please provide us your average cash cost for the first half? And also, we noticed that the government is continuously to reduce the interest rate. So, could you please give us your target or guideline for the whole year's cash cost and also the outlook for next year? And the third question is about the utilization hours. We see that the current under the lower utilization hours and also the oversupply of the capacity in terms of the thermal power plants. So, is there any intention or case that the government is intentionally lowering the approval process in this part? And the fourth question is about the impairment. We noticed that you have amount of the long-term equity investment impairment for the first half. Could you please talk about the detail about that, also the outlook for the future?
好，我先回答一下第一个问题，就是剩下其他几个问题呢由我同事来回答。关于集团公司对上市公司的支持呢，我们对市场呢做出了多次的承诺，这个支持呢也在历史上市公司历史发展上呢也得到了体现。但是目前呢我们没有可以披露的具体的时间表，我们会严格按照三地监管的要求进行及时的信息披露。
When in terms of the asset injections, actually our parent company has given us several times undertakings in terms of the asset injection, and also we can see this through the historical development of our business. Currently we say there is no detailed timetable for this asset injection, and we'll do the in-time information disclosure according to the regulations.
关于第二个这个财务成本的问题啊，就是公司呢受这个国家货币政策金融市场的影响，从2014年的上半年开始，我每个季度的这个平均财务成本呢基本上维持一个下降的态势。从今年上半年来看呢，已经由一季度的5.28%降到这个上半年现在是2.22%。对于未来来说呢，主要受这个国家减息之后后续的这个金融市场的变化。刚才我也提到了这个，我们有一个敏感性的分析啊，大概125个点，可能影响全年来说影响2亿左右，就是说如果全部落实到位的话，就有这么一个影响。
Well, in actually, we noticed that since the first half of 2014, our financial cost has continuously decreased, and also our average cash cost has decreased from the first quarter 5.28 to the currently 5.22.
And also we see, as we mentioned that based on the current debt level, we see that every 25 basis point interest rate cut will result about 200 million RMB change in the financial fees. This is for the whole year's analysis.
今年的建设发展情况，目前呢还没有其他的，就是，你说的政府批复情况的可以公开的这个说法。我们目前的投产的情况呢，建设发展情况，三季度呢，又有这个，758兆瓦的投产，按照这个我们原先公布的计划表如期投产。目前呢，到年底。今年我们的发展计划呢还仍然是4229.5兆瓦，剩下的从今年还有剩下的1400兆瓦的大约集中在几个项目，像我们山西的一个燃机项目东山项，还有其他的基本上都是风电项目啊，新的环保项目，预计呢年底呢能实现我们的预期的发展的目标。好，没有了。
For the approval process by the government, currently there's no public or formal notifications in terms of the approval regulations. For us, actually, in the third quarter, we still have 758 megawatts to be put into operation, and for whole years, the target for the newly added capacity will be around 4,229 megawatts. So in the following quarters, mainly the projects are covering the gas and the wind, etc., the clean energy sectors. So we are confident to reach the capacity goal.
关于今年上半年这个半年报中这个资产减值损失178亿呢，主要是我们这个持有一个长期股权投资对一个煤矿的山西五里侯的34%的股权的这种长期投资的这种减值。去年呢，我们曾经提了对这项目的1.2亿的减值。今年呢，受这个煤炭市场继续恶化的这种影响呢，我们这个投资项目呢，这个亏损呢继续有这种下行的趋势。因此呢，按照中国会计准则呢，我们进行了减值测试，进行了1.78亿的这个减值。从前景来看呢，到这个按照会计准则的规定，我们到年底还会进行。所有的项目呢，对这个明显的低预期或者是这个有减值迹象的，我们还会进行这种减值测试，根据情况呢再判断是否进行减值。
In terms of the impairment, sure we did the impairment, asset impairment for the minor investment in the coal mine in Shanxi province, which we have about 34% stakes in these coal mines. With a total impairment about 178 million RMB, and comparing to 20 million RMB for last year, this has been done based on our test according to its operational performance for the first half of this year. And also, in the end of this year, we'll also do the test to make the judgment whether there are any further impairment for the company.
不好意思，谢谢。然后我还有个小问题啊，就是想问一下，因为刚才说的那个煤炭上半年的那个单位燃成本是171.65，那有一个同比相比去年的一个下降幅度吗？还有就是公司管理层有没有对一个全年这个光煤机的一个单位燃料成本的预测下降的预测？然后另外一个还是想请问一下，就去年同期的话，我们那个就是财务成本平均是多少？不好意思，谢谢。
Following two questions. Firstly, the unit fuel cost, it provides us your year-on-year change in terms of the unit fuel cost for the coal segment and also the whole year's guidance for this. The second is about your the average cost for the capital for the first half of last year.
关于刚才那个单位燃料成本分解，我都说过，跟去年同比的情况呢，是这个燃机的单位燃料成本呢是比去年同期下降了15.06%，这是和 头一个数字。
Well, for the gas, for the first half of this year, unit fuel cost just decreased by 15.06% year on year.
然后这个关于今年的全年预测呢，我刚才说过了，这个预测呢，当然了成本总体了哈是下降12%，其中这个燃煤的呢是下降15%左右，对。
所以刚才您说的下降15.06%也是指那个煤机的燃料成本吧，对吧？上半年。
For the correction, actually, for the first half, the 15.06 decrease rate is for the coal sector unit fuel cost, and also for the whole year's target, about 12% of the unit fuel cost, about 15% year-on-year decrease for the coal sector.
最后一个，这个你问到去年的这个全年成本是5.29%。
For the first.
去年上半年，去年同期5.29%，去年前年是5.34%。
First half of last year, the average cost for capital was 5.29%, and for the whole year 5.534%.
谢谢管理层，我没有问题了。感谢您的提问，谢管理层的耐心解答。下面一位提问者是来自国泰君安的王农。你好，你好的。
管理层好。我有一个问题，就是说那个我们可不可以分解一下我们一季度跟二季度的那个标煤单价以及那个度电燃料成本，包括分总的还有分煤机和那个燃机的一个数据，然后目前是一个什么样的一个数据？谢谢。
For the question about the standard coal price for the first quarter and the second quarter, and also the cost for the coal fired and the gas fired.
This, from this 2015 上半年分季度来看，刚才说过了，上半年总体的是这个含燃机和煤机的183.39元每千千瓦时单位燃料成本，其中一季度呢是186.67元每千千瓦时，二季度呢是179.85元每千千瓦时，然后其中那个煤机的单位燃料成本呢，一季度呢煤机刚才说过了哈，这整个上半年是171.65元每千千瓦时，其中一季度呢是178.46元每千千瓦时，二季度呢是164.19元每千千瓦时。
Well, for the unit fuel cost, the first quarter, the average was 183.39 RMB per megawatt hour. For the first quarter, it was 186.67 RMB per megawatt hour. The second quarter, it was 179.85 RMB per megawatt hour. Among these, for the coal sector, the average unit fuel cost was 171.65 RMB per megawatt hour.And for the first quarter, it was 178.46 RMB per megawatt hour. And the second quarter, it was 164.19 RMB per megawatt hour.
就是我刚刚大概算了一下，就是你们那个煤气的单位燃料成本的话是二季度比一季度是环比下降了大概8%左右，但我们看就是环海指数的话是下降14%，然后那个进口的这一块的纽卡斯尔的这个定价呢也是下降了9%左右，那为什么就是你们的这个度电燃料成本这个降幅，这个环比的降幅是小于市场煤价的降幅呢？
We have a calculations in terms of the unit fuel cost. We see that for your second quarter'sIt's unit fuel cost has decreased by 8% quarter on quarter, but we notice that the market trend is different. For the Bohai Rim steam price index has declined by 14% quarter on quarter, and also the imported coal, the Newcastle coal price has declined by 9% quarter on quarter. Could you please talk about the difference between these?
我解释一下哈。就是我们刚才说的是我们的单位燃料成本，我们的煤价呢，我们上半年这个含税的标煤采购单价呢是611.9元每吨，我们是同比呢是 是降低了15.98%，也就是比年初的基本来说这个数型，也就是这个数，我们这个降幅是大于发布还是说降幅的？
Well, actually, we give the standard coal price for the first half of this year of the company, which was about 611.9 RMB per ton, and decreasing by 15.98%, which is higher than the market change.
啊，感谢。然后我还想问一下，就是那个最新的有没有七月份或者八月份的这个煤价的数据，我们这边实现的，还有这边的粮食的数据。
And also, do you have any updates on the coal cost and the coal price for the 2 months, July and August?
This 七月份、八月份呢，能源还是延续下降的这样一个趋势。
We see that the coal market continues a decreasing situation.
啊，好的，谢谢。
谢谢您的提问和管理层的耐心解答。大家好，如需提问，请您在话机上按星键等候，先星号键，再数字一键。As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad. Thank you. 下面一位提问者是来自深万宏源的徐海峰，你好。
你好。你好管理层，我是深万宏源的徐海峰。我想问一下那个公司对这个直购店以及这个电力销售就是这个电力企业改革有什么样的一个预期和这个措施。谢谢。
I'm from SWR, and the question is about your measures and your expectations in terms of the direct power sales and also the power reform.Do you have any kind of practices and measures in terms of that?
这个电力体制改革的情况，这个公司是一直是不光是紧盯着，而且一直是积极参与了这个国家的电力体制改革这个有关制度的这个这种制定啊，这种政策的制定。那么关于这个直购电。跟那个电力销售公司，这个直购店自然就是电力支持改革的一小部分的一个试验。那么我们也是积极参与这个直购店的市场交易，那么也是借助于直购店这种交易呢，也进来我们这个市场的客户资源。刚才说了，上半年我们去年的合同直购店跟去年比呢是同比增加了58%。这个增加量比较大，那么有关这个现在电力，就是我们叫销售公司，那么最近我们也披露了，公司呢有三个地区成立了叫电力能源销售公司，已经在当地啊就省些区域吧，获得了这个工商注册，那么这个工作呢同样的也是。跟国家电力体制改革呢密不可分的，那么我们也就是说积极参与提早布局吧，就是从公司这个发展角度来看呢，就是说要从公司的生产经营型这个企业呢向这个生产经营服务型企业这个转变，总的来说呢就要提高电力行业的运营效率吧，这方面好。
Actually, we are keeping close eyes on the reform process, and also we have participated in the regulations making with the government. In terms of the power direct sales, actually, currently there's kind of a pilot one in China, so we are proactively participating in this pilot in order to accumulate our experiences and also the resources of the customers.As you said, that for the first half, the contract that we have signed has increased about 58% year on year. And also, you notice that we have established some kind of sales companies, and this is just for the preparation for the future business expansions and to transform our business roles in this market.
好的，谢谢。
大家好，如需提问，请在画质上按星键等候，先信号键，再数字一键。As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. 下面一位提问是来自德意志银行的董莹，你好。
王女士你们好，我有几个数字想再确认一下。首先是去年14年全年它分煤气和燃机的这个单位燃料成本是怎么样的，因为我们注资以后这个数字我估计都有些改变。然后第二个是刚才提到今年上半年燃机是 478.52, 不知道它的同比变化是怎么样的，然后因为今年上半年燃气计价调整了以后，对于下半年这个燃机单位燃料成本的展望是怎么样的。然后第二个我是想问一下，就前面说了这个利用小时的数有没有一个就是同比的变化，然后对于七八月份现在电量情况怎么样，有没有一些好转，谢谢。
I'm from Deutsche Bank and we have following questions. First is, could you please provide us the unit fuel cost respectively for the coal sector and the gas sector for the year of 2014? And also, could you please give us the unit fuel cost of the gas sector's year-on-year change for the first half of this year? And also, we noticed that the government has adjusted the gas price. So do you have any expectations in the second half in terms of the unit fuel cost of the gas sector? And the third question is about the utilization hours. Could you please give us the year-on-year change in terms of these hours? And also, the situation of that in July and August. Is there any signs of recovery?
这个去年全年的总体的单位燃料成本，我刚才说过是201.19元每千千瓦时。这个其中煤机的全年的是192.24元每千千瓦时。你是还要是那上半年的吗？去年是分季度的吗？
你说上半年分季度吗？
对呀，14年。
哦，好的，谢谢。
还有一个就是你刚才提到这个燃机的去年的，燃机去年的这个单位的成本是457.03，从这种趋势来看呢，它这个今年是上半年478.52，还是一种上涨的趋势。这个燃气单位的成本主要是受这个国家政策的影响比较大，气价的影响比较大。
First, I gave you the unit fuel cost for last year. The average unit fuel cost was 201.19 RMB per megawatt hour. Among this, 192.24 RMB per megawatt hour for the coal sector and 457.03 RMB per megawatt hour for the gas, comparing to the 478.52 RMB per megawatt hour for the first half of this year for the gas sector. And actually this has been impacted by the government policy in terms of the gas price.
关于利用小时数变化情况，总的利用小时数呢，刚刚说了，是上半年是2101，这个同比呢是下降了273小时。那么如果分类的话，煤机利用小时刚刚说是2203，这个同比呢是下降了236。那么燃机我们说叫气电的小时数呢，是前面也说过了，是1119小时，同比下降的幅度呢，大下降了510小时。
For the utilization hours, for the first half, it was 2,101 hours, decreasing by 273 hours year on year. Specifically for the coal, its utilization hours was 2,203 hours, decreasing by 236 hours year on year, and for the gas it was 1,119 hours, decreasing by 510 hours.
关于七八月份这个电量情况，刚才这个杜总也说了，七八月份情况呢，即使这个电量方面、市场方面呢是好转，从我们电量方面来说，就说也是我们应该叫处于这个回暖的状态。那么七月份，这个发电量这个同比增长呢，已经到了8.77%。那么一到七月份，现同比增长是6.01%。那么也就是说，比上半年这个数字，又有好的这个进展吧，这个情况。
好的，谢谢。
In terms of the power generation in the July and August, we see there is some kind of recovery in terms of the generation, and we say for the July, the power generation has decreased in a positive way, about 8% year on year.
感谢您的提问和主持人的耐心解答。大家好，如需提问，请您在话机上按星一键等候，先信号键，再数字一键，谢谢。As a reminder, if you would like to ask any questions, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Press star and then 1. Thank you. 大家好，下面一位提问者是来自巴克莱银行的吴阳，你好。
哎，管理层你好，我有这样一个问题，就是我想知道今年上半年，我们这个标准煤燃耗大概是一个什么情况？谢谢。
Well, I'm from Barclay. The question is about your coal consumption rate for the first half this year. Do you please provide the data for the coal consumption in terms of the standard coal?
上半年是这供电煤耗是304.33克每千瓦时。
For the first half of this year, the coal consumption for the power sold was 304.33 grams per kilowatt hour.
好的，谢谢。
大家好，如需提问，请在话机上按星一键等候，先信号键，再数字一。As a reminder, if you would like to ask any questions, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. 下面一位提问者是来自 CLSA 的 Johnny Lau. 你好，你可以提问了。
管理层你们好，我是中信银行的林佳阳。请问一下，我们下半年的维修费用跟员工成本的变化是增加还是多减少，还是可以给我们一个指引吗？谢谢。
From CLSA, and could you please provide your guidance in terms of the second half maintenance and the labor cost change?
说一下这个上半年的这个维修跟这个人工成本啊，在中国准则下呢，上半年一到六月份也就是维修费是15.67亿元，比去年那个经重之后的同期呢减少1.93亿元，然后这个人工薪酬呢是20.97亿元，比去年的20.02亿元增加了0.95亿元。
Let's give you the first half is figures for the maintenance and the labor cost. Under the China accounting standards, the maintenance for the first half was 1.567 billion RMB, decreasing by 193 million RMB on the restatement basis. And for the labor cost, it was 2.097 billion RMB, increasing by 0.95 million RMB.
下半年的情况呢，应该说总体上进行还是平稳的，具体的费用呢，我们支出也是一个平稳的状态，具体费用呢可能还要看市场的情况，随着电力市场的情况的变化可能会存在一定的变化。
了解。还有追加一个问题，请问我看你们的这个公告说你们改造了一点点的这个超低排放的机组，请问有没有说未来几年的计划改造的这机组的数量是多少？
Actually for the second half it will be stable actually, but it's up to the actual operational performance. And the follow-up question is about your announcement that you have mentioned that you have participate in the reform in the super low emission plan for your power generation units. Could you please provide talk about your future plan, please?
公司这个安排了2015年呢，一共是这个24台机组的改造。整个的这个装机容量呢是这个11423兆瓦，投资呢大概在21亿左右，这是2015年的一个计划。
In terms of the reform for the super low emission plan for this year, we're going to reform totally about 24 units, with a total capacity about 11,423 megawatts, with a total investment about 2.1 billion RMB.
然后根据国家和相关的这个政策的要求，公司会按照国家的要求，将这个公司的投运机组呢都达到国家的要求标准。
And of course, for this kind of units, all of these units are meeting the requirements given by the government.
是在法体前，我没有问题了。
感谢您的提问，机关内层的耐心解答。大家好，如需提问，请您在话机上按星线等候，先信号键再一。As a reminder, if you would like to ask any questions, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. 下面一位提问者是来自申万宏源研究所的黄哲。你好，你可以提问了。
好，管理层好，我这边就一两个小问题。一个我想问一下，就是刚刚我们说的这些煤机的单位燃料成本和这些利用小时数的同比数据，那同比的基数就去年的这些数字是包括我们收购的这个去年底啊今年初收购的这个母公司的这大约8个吉瓦德的机组吗？这是第一个问题啊。第二个问题是我们的这边脱硫脱硝的这些机组的这个改造的进度能稍微再提醒我们一下吗？就是说是不是已经基本都已经完成了，然后今年上半年的这一部分的资本开支大概是多少，以及下半年的这个资本开支会在机改方面投入多少，做一个展望，谢谢。
I'm from SWR and two questions. First is about the year-on-year change for the, for example, the new fuel cost and its utilization hours for the coal sector. I was wondering whether this year-on-year change base has included the 8 gigawatts acquired from the current company last year. And the second question is, could you please talk about the process for your reform in the desulfurization and the denitration program? Do you have finished all of this reform, and also the corresponding CapEx for this part, and also do you please put the outlook for the second half for this?
我们刚才提到的上半年的这个跟去年上半年同期比较，这些财务指标、单位的成本相关指标，其实都是去年是经过重塑的，都含了这个 收购的这个进程项目的所有的这个记录的情况。
Well, all of this year-end trend basis included the acquired assets from the parent company.
利润小数数呢，是去年的数据是没有含，就是说这是收购建的这个基础的，就是分别计算的这个情况。
But for the utilization hours, we have not included the acquired assets.
今年上半年我们公司资本性支出总共是113亿，其中更新改造14.77亿，
就是记载部分是16亿。
Actually, for the first half, the total capex for us was 11.3 billion RMB. Among this, about 1.6 billion for the technical improvement.
我想问一下，就是咱们现在技改的这个程度是怎么样子？就是说，这个特流通消极除尘这一块，各自的这个完工比例。
那个现在是这样，就是刚才我说到了，就是从2015年呢，我们公司整体计划实施呢是24台的这个超净排放的这个改造，其中呢按照计划呢已经完成了10台，还有呢14台在今年下半年或到明年上半年能够全部实施完成。那么技改刚才说技改的投入这个脱硫脱硝的比例呢，主要是在这个超净排放这儿。刚才说的绝大部分的那个费用呢，大概在8-9亿的投资都在脱硫脱硝上。
But actually, as we mentioned, for the whole year's plan for the super low emission program, which we are going to reform about 24 units for this year, and actually we have finished about 10 units.For this, and the remaining 14 units will be finished by the end of this year or the early stage of the next year. And also, the 1.6 billion RMB has included the desulfurization and the demonstration program CAPEX.
好，谢谢管理层。我就再跟进问一个小问题啊，就是那个，那就利用小时数的这个总比基数可能不是特别一样，那就这。一个8个吉瓦左右的机组从这个母公司收购的，那它去年的整体的利用小时数跟去年公司的这个机组就未包含收购的部分的这个利用小时数大概是一个什么样子的关系？是他们更好一些呢，还是咱们的机组会更高一些？
The following question about the acquired asset in terms of its utilization hours. Could you give us the comparison of for the utilization hours between the acquired assets and your own assets?
刚刚说了这个去年比啊，就是刚才尽管是不一个基础，但那个下降数这个比是可以参照的。前面已经说过了，公司利用小数上半年从小数数单个来，比如说就下降是273小时，这个数据是这两个不同技术的比，但是呢在市场的这个这种判断是一致的。
Well, okay, so we give the year-on-year change in terms of the utilization hours about decreasing of 273 hours can basically reflect the power market situation.
好，谢谢管理层。
感谢您的提问及管理层耐心解答。大家好，如需提问，请您在话机上按星键等候，先信号键再一。If you would like to ask any questions, please press star one on your telephone keypad. 下面一位提问者是来自摩根士丹利的张鑫，你好。
管理层您好，我还有两个小问题啊。第一个我是想请问一下，因为公司已经在3个区建立了那个售电公司嘛，然后我想请问一下，是不是那集团是不是在这3个地区就
会去建立这个售电公司。那如果刚才也说了在这些三个地区的话，那如果是不是公司成立售电公司之后，那集团的机组也会由这个公司的售电公司一起来管理，这第一个问题。第二个问题就是我想请问一下，因为去年的一季度和今年的一季度我们同事都有收到一笔就是说对外财政的这个补贴，就是因为大事这个所以收到400多亿的那个补贴，所以我就想请问一下这个补贴是不是持续的，就是说明年一季度是不是同样也会收到谢谢。
From Morgan Stanley, I have two questions. First is, you have mentioned that you have established the sales companies in the three provinces. So is it possible that the current company, Hanwha Group, will not involved into these three provinces? And also, is it possible that this kind of power sale company will manage together parent companies' power plants in these regions? And the second question is, we noticed that in the first quarter of this year and the last year, you have received the fiscal subsidy about 400 million RMB. So is there any possibilities that in the first quarter of next year, you will receive this kind of fiscal subsidies?
目前呢，公司成立售电公司的地方呢，集团公司不会再设立新的另外的售电公司，在这些地区的发电资产呢，都是华能国际所属的资产。
For the regions we have established in the power sale companies, so the current company will not involve into these regions, and also in these regions, all of these power assets are owned by the listed company.
就关于你提到的那个两笔财政补贴呢，确实是去年跟今年呢我们都收到，但是这种财政补贴的性质呢，那它是里内外的，是非经常性的，主要取决于这个财政部这个国家政策对一些产业走出去的一些政策的变化和这国家整体财政的影响。因此呢，我们按政策该申请算申请，最终能不能获得呢，还是确实有很大的不确定因素。
Well, sure, we did receive two batches of the fiscal subsidies in the first quarter last year and first quarter of this year, but it is uncertain that in the future we will receive any kind of fiscal subsidies from the government.
不好意思，我再想我问清楚一点，就是刚才第一个问题嘛，第二个管理层说是在那个区域的所有就是电厂都已经是上市公司，就是说你公司已经在你那三个地区已经是没有任何那个发电厂了吗？那意思是不是就是说公司以后会成立那个成立售电公司的区域，就是是那些就是说所有那个发电厂都是公司的，然后他然后公司才会去设立呢？
You have mentioned that in the three regions you have in the power sale companies, that in these regions you don't, the parent company don't have any assets. Does that mean that in the future when you set the new power sale company, you will choose the regions which parent company does not have the assets there?
目前呢，公司呢是按照国家的要求，九号文件的要求呢，我们积极的响应电力区的改革，在这些区域呢设立一些试点，设立一些发电公司。但是呢，这些售电公司将来怎么运营，是不是会有变化，将来是一个什么样的情形呢？这个可能最终呢，我们是期待着电力区的改革的核心文件的出台之后，我们根据政策的情况呢，可能会进行一些相应的。
Maybe that's not the case because we said these power sales companies just according to the government reform plan and also its expectations in these kind of areas. But currently it is uncertain that for this operation mode and also its regulations in this area. So,we say we are waiting for the details and the speculations on this supporting document to the document number 9.
谢谢管理层。
感谢您的提问及管理层耐心解答。大家好，如需提问，请您在话机上按星键等候，先信号再一，谢谢。下面一位提问者是来自 GIC 的 Payan Bo。The next question comes from GIC. Payan Bo, please go ahead.
Hi, thanks very much for the opportunity to ask a couple of questions. First question is just on your future expansion plans. Given the current lower utilization hours for coal-fired plant, does that have any effect on your long-term plans for coal capacity expansion? It used to be fairly aggressive. Going forward, have you reduced those plans? Second question, sorry if this has been asked before, but the outlook for coal-fired tariff cuts going forward, your expectations this year and next year. I think you did say that you expected the coal price to continue to be fairly weak. Would that imply a tariff cut in the second half? And third question, your expectations of an upstream gas cost cut. Are you expecting that in the second half as well? Thank you.
我是来自新加坡政府投资，那么有三个问题。第一个就是基于目前非常低的这种利用小时的情况和这个供应过剩的这个装机，那么公司未来在煤电扩张和这个新建项目方面有什么那个计划，是否降低煤电扩张这个进度。那么第二个问题是关于这个电价，那么就是公司怎么看目前煤价的走势，那么基于这个对于明年对于今年全年和明年这个电价走势有什么预期，那么基于目前这个就是煤价的走势的看的话，今年下半年政府是不是有可能会再次调低这个电价。那么第三个问题呢，就是关于这个燃气这个成本的话，公司预期二季度还有没有机会降低。
目前的煤炭的机组呢，煤电的利用小时呢，确实连续的几年呢一直在在向下调整，所以这个问题呢公司也是非常的重视。我们力争呢各地的机组呢都要按照超过当地的平均水平作为一个基本的运营的一个条件。同样呢，我们对于新建的项目呢，我们采取了更加审慎的态度，我们对每一个项目呢都进行严格的审查。但是呢，考虑中国资源库存的情况呢，我们并不是放弃煤电机组的发展。
For the coal-fired project, sure, we see that the utilization hours for the sector is continuously decreasing for the past few years. And for our company, actually, we are not giving up the development of the coal-fired project, but quickly to evaluate the new project. And also, we require our power plant to realize the utilization hours higher than the average utilization hours in its specific regions.
关于电价调整方面呢，我们是去年九月份呢进行了一次电价的调整，今年呢提前到四月份进行了电价的调整。目前呢我们还没有收到新的电价调整的指示。
In terms of the tariff adjustments, of course, we see that there were twice, last year September and also the April this year. But currently, we have not received any signs and notifications in terms of the tariff adjustment.
我们基于目前这个燃机电厂的单价成本来这个情况来预测的话呢，去年全年这个燃气电厂成本呢是单位的成本是47.66元每千瓦时，基于目前的情况呢，这个预测全年呢是481.，今年15年全年是481.98元每千瓦时，会有5%左右的升幅。
In terms of the gas, actually the unit cost for the gas sector for our company was 457.66 RMB per megawatt hour last year. And for this year, We have a forecast for the whole year's unit fuel cost about 481.98 RMB per megawatt hour, which means this has an increasing rate of 5% year on year for the gas cost.
Thank you.
大家好，有需提问，请您在话纸上按星键等候，先信号键，再数字一键，谢谢。大家好，最后一位提问者是来自彭博研究的叶提瑶，你好。
啊，喂，你好，我是比亚分析员岳提瑶，我想请教一下一个问题，有关于现在的这个直通电的这个合同。啊，那么第一个问题就是这些合同大部分的时候是什么样子的期限的合同，是几个月的，是一年的，或是多年的，然后这些合同它里面有没有什么这个成本的指标，比如说如果说是一年的一个合同的话，里面有没有什么可以挑战这个电价的这个条件等等，谢谢。
Actually, the question is involving the direct power sales contract. Could you please provide us the duration of this kind of contract? And also, among these contracts, is there any kind of regulations on the tariff or other regulations?
这个合同情况啊，目前来说，我们基本上都还限于在本年度的。那么这个合同呢，就是说，刚才前面说了，到上半年签订的合同是139亿，事实上呢，这个每个月啊都会出现新的这些合同的增长这个量。那么电价来说，就基本上是签订合同的时候，电价呢已经是确定了。那么刚刚说到的上半年签了139亿的这个电量，这个我们叫市场交易电量吧，或者叫自供电量。那么电价呢，随之也出来了，就是跟那个标杆电价差别是44.78元每千千瓦时这个情况。
Well, in terms of the contract, this is a kind of annual contract with the expiration by the end of this year. Actually, we for the first half of this year, we have signed totally 13.9 billion kilowatt hours contract. And also, every month, we have signed a new contract in this area. Also, for the contract, the tariff level is established for the first half of this year. The contract we have signed with the tariff level about 44.78 RMB per megawatt hour lower than the standard tariff level.
啊，谢谢。第二个问题是有关于这个资本支出，今年大概目标是多少？然后还有没有一个明年的目标？谢谢。
Another question about the capex. For the capex plan for this year and the next year.
今年公司资本支出的计划呢是241亿，明年呢是252亿。我们一般呢，我们的实际发生资本支出的数额呢，会比这个计划支出略少一些。
For the capex, it will be 24.1 billion RMB for this year. And 25.2 billion RMB for next year. But the actual capex in general is lower than the capex budget.
谢谢各位管理层，谢谢。
谢谢各位，也感谢各位管理层的解答。Thank you so much for all of the questions and participation today. 最后，请杜总为我们今天电话会议做个简单的总结。Finally, Mr. Du would like to give us a summary.
好，非常感谢大家，感谢浩建公司，感谢各位分析员。今天的电话会议呢到此结束，感谢大家对公司的持续关注。如果有进一步的问题呢，欢迎随时与公司联系。谢谢大家。
Oh, thanks everyone. Thanks, wonderful Sky. Well, this conference call is coming to the end. Thanks for your long time support and attention to the company. Please contact us after the conference if you have any further questions. Thank you.
再次感谢各位出席华能国际电力股份有限公司2015年中期业绩发布会，我们期待下一次业绩时再见。Thanks again for your attendance of the conference call regarding the first half results announcement of 2015. We are looking forward to meeting with all of you in our next results announcement. Thank you.